As we have heard this morning, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven, as the scriptures teach us. And the time has come for the celebration, worshiping community of First United Methodist Church to end its season. It has been God's gift for us for this season. And we are thankful for the many ways it has served the mission given to it by our Lord Jesus Christ. We declare that it is now disbanded and released to memory. But we also declare that Christ's holy church is of God and will be preserved to the end of time for the conduct of worship and the administration of word and sacraments, the maintenance of Christian fellowship and discipline, the edification of believers, and the conversion of the world. While celebration will no longer exist, we will continue to remain a part of Christ's ongoing church and of First United Methodist Church, and we will still be one with Christ and one with each other and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. So let us give thanks for the gift of this community. Blessed be the name of God, whose word has been proclaimed for the past 14 years in the celebration community. We give you thanks, O God. As we have prayed together and sung your praises here, your Spirit has blessed us and all who have joined us over these years.
We give you thanks, O God.
We have celebrated the Lord's Supper together and been nurtured by it through our journey in faith.
We give you thanks, O God.
We have rejoiced here as believers who have confessed faith in Christ.
We give you thanks, O God.
Here we have baptized our children and mourned together those who have gone before us.
We give you thanks, O God.
From within this community, many have gone forth to serve in the world.
We give you thanks, O God.
As we now release this service and go forth into a further journey of faith, we give you thanks, O God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Oh, joy to honor you.
This blessing. The King is one who wants you to know him deeply so that you can know how wide and how long and how deep and how high his love is. Because when you know that love, you can then go share it. Go to share God's love, and the peace of Christ be with you. Amen.